Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in Portmarnock, pop into the White Sands Hotel. The Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio is well worth a visit. They've carvery of the weekend. They've live music of the weekend as well. And while you're at the hotel, you can get your car valeted around the back of the hotel. You can take your dog for a shower at the front of the hotel, and you can even have a cold bath and a sauna out the front of the hotel as well. Honestly, this place has everything. The White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Well, it's a special edition, and this music will give you an indication of what it is. Oh, here we go. There we are. That music is, of course, the music for... What is it, Jeremy?
Get It Off Your Chest. Myself and Adrian. And we've had so many messages over the last couple of weeks since I got back from holidays, actually, saying, why don't you do an episode of Get It Off Your Chest? So we listened to you, the audience, and we are doing Get It Off Your Chest today because we know so many of you love it. And apart from anything... you know, we love having controversial debates on the podcast as well.
Of course. Yes, we do.
But then we get fed up debating and arguing as well. And sometimes we just want to have a laugh. Because I'm funny. I'm quite a funny person when I want to be.
You are?
Yeah.
You've never made me crack a smile
I'm
even.
Funny. Funny how? Like a clown? Funny like a clown? Do I amuse you?
Yeah.
What's the movie?
I can't remember now.
You're very bad. You're one person, by the way, can I just say?
Yeah.
I'm going to insult you now.
Oh, Jesus. I thought it was going to be fun today.
No, it's going to be fun, but I'm going to insult you.
Yeah, go on.
If I was going to a pub quiz tonight, yeah?
Yeah.
And I had to bring a team of five, you were the last fucking person I would have on my team. Your general knowledge is a...
No, on movies. Only on movies.
No, on everything.
No,
on everything. You
geography, ask me any questions.
You're just a stupid fuck.
Sorry. I thought we were having fun today.
This is fun at your expense. You're just not a very knowledgeable person. You're not... Okay, you know about history and stuff like that.
Yeah, I do,
but
yeah.
But anything past the 20th century, you haven't got a breeze. What decade is the TV show Stranger Things set in?
The 50s.
What is Stranger Things? What is it?
A TV show.
You don't even know about Stranger Things. Who said... Am I funny? Like a clown?
Yeah, we already had this conversation. I don't know.
You say you don't know anything about the... Who's top of the league of Ireland at the moment in football?
Pats.
you are a comedian, so you are funny. It's not Pats. It's certainly not Pats.
No. Rovers.
No. Keep going.
Derry.
No.
Drogheda.
No. You're getting close. Go south.
Go south? Dublin United.
Doesn't matter. Shells.
Oh.
Anyway, no, I wouldn't have you in a pub quiz. You're just, you're general. I don't know how you ever got as successful as you are. No wonder. How many radio stations have sacked you so far?
None.
News Talk 98, 104, East Coast.
Are you still working all those places?
LMFM.
I was never even in the door of that place. Anyway, good afternoon and welcome to this special edition of Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy and our Get It Off Your Chest music. There it is. Oh, yeah. But we want to have a bit of a laugh. We have a theme for this Get It Off Your Chest. And the theme is that embarrassing thing you did whilst drunk. Yeah, that's it. It's as simple as that. That embarrassing thing you did whilst drunk. Share your story with us and you'll go into a draw for a €50 Just Eat voucher. It's as simple as that. So send us a WhatsApp. Voice note to 085-825-2626, or let us know that you want to be a caller, but you have to either send a voice note or be a caller in order to be in the draw.
Now, my last, I don't get drunk very much, as you know, because I don't drink, but, well, I don't.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I don't drink.
You don't drink?
Well, I do. But the last time I was drunk was at the Christmas party back in December of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it was a free bar and I got fairly rat arse. I was drinking shots and shorts and everything. Everything the barman could throw me, I was drinking, yeah?
Yep.
So anyway, I got very drunk and on the way home, I decided to go into Abracababra.
As you do on the way home when you're drunk?
The only time you will ever go to Abracababra
is when you're drunk.
Like, I walk by Abracababra sober and I go, Jesus, how did I ever eat there? But when I'm drunk and I look at Abracababra, it's like a five-star hotel to me. So anyway, I went into Abracababra and ordered my burger. And then I broke the seal.
You broke the seal of the burger?
No, I broke the seal. You know when you break the seal?
What, at that hour of the night?
Oh, yeah, I broke the seal. Yeah.
You didn't earlier?
No. They hadn't broken the seal all night.
And right, okay.
I broke the seal. Yeah. Oh my God, I need to do a wee, the longest wee ever. So went into the toilets of Abracababra. My bladder was absolutely bursting. And you know the feeling when you take your penis out and you hold it? And after trying to hold in your wee for so long, it's just like... So I was having a peach schnapps piss.
Right.
It's actually smelled the peach schnapps. And it was going on and on and on for ages. Next minute... of a tap on my shoulder, and I turned around and it's a member. This is, God honest truth, you couldn't make this up, so it has to be true. And it's a member of the staff from Abracababra, the fellow that just served me the burger.
Yeah.
And he's tapped me on the shoulder, giving out to me. Now this was a bit of a haze to me because I was so drunk. But what are you fucking doing? And I realised I was pissing in the sink of the toilets of Abracababra.
Oh no!
Oh my God!
Really?
There was other people actually in the toilet. I think there was one or two other people in the toilet. And neither of them had told me, hey man, you're pissing in the sink of Abracababra. He was disgusted. And you know what? I haven't gone inside that Abracababra since.
I'm literally surprised.
You know that Abracababra, don't you?
The one we used to go to.
Don't mention the name. Oh, yeah. Don't mention the name of the place.
So really?
We used to go to that Abracababra.
Oh, I'll never be able to go into the door of that place now.
But it was just the embarrassment.
So in an unnamed Abracababra, a failed radio star.
That could be the only Abracababra left in Dublin, is it?
I know, there's a few of them. Pissed in the sink in the toilets.
Yeah, literally pissed in the sink. And it wasn't as much the embarrassment of doing it as the face that your man gave to me, that it was just like, I'm so disappointed in you. I'm going to have to clean this sink. And it was, you know the difference between a drunken piss and a sober piss? Well, drunken piss smells of all the alcohol you've just had. And it's like steam.
In the sink.
And there's steam coming off it and all that.
We would love to hear from you. Our number is 085 825 2626. Share with us that thing that you did, that embarrassing thing that you did whilst you were drunk. Send us a WhatsApp to 085 825 2626. You could win yourself a €50 Just Eat voucher, but you will only have an opportunity to win that €50 Just Eat voucher if you are a caller or if you send us a voice note to 085 825 2626.
Now, the first caller, Angela, who messaged us saying she has a story, but she's terrified. Like, listen to, just go to her line and listen to the noise she's making on the line. Listen. Oh, is that not?
Hello?
Oh, it's not. Hang on.
That's the wrong bloody wire, you tick.
Oh, it is the wrong wire. Sorry. That's another thing I did while I was drunk. Stuck the wire in the wrong hole. That's another that's another day's work. Sorry. Oh, did I say that?
You actually said it out loud as well.
I meant to say it in my head.
Right. Angela, how are you? Hello?
I'm okay. Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly, Angela.
Now, you're setting this up to be something really, really bad. Like on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad could it be?
To me, 15.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay. Right. So I was away on holidays. This is a very long story short now. Away on holidays, went out one night, had a few drinks. Wasn't too drunk, actually. You know, was just nicely tipsy,
mm-hmm.
You know, having a great laugh. And myself and my friend were sitting outside the bar. It closed at home. So we were having a few drinks that we had gotten with the owner of the bar. We brought them outside. It had to close. So there was a few guys next to us smoking weed. And they were like, say you want to? It was like, no. And next, I don't know why, in my head, I went, yeah, sure, go on. Give me a drink of that. Give me that. So I took one pull. I took one drag of that weed, right? Within about 10 minutes, I couldn't speak. okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting there anyway, and my friend took a drag as well, and he was the same. We literally went from, do you know what I mean, life and soul of the party to complete and utter, like, vegetables, excuse the breath. So he was like, I need to go home. I was like, okay. So long story short, off he went. I couldn't move because I knew I was going to get sick.
Mm-hmm.
And next, about 5 minutes later, kind of everyone had gone, only myself, the owner, and one of the barmen, and I went, I need to go to the toilet. So I went around the corner. I didn't go to the toilet. I puked my ring up for about 10 minutes, right?
Lovely.
Everything I had that week came out, right? So then I could still barely walk.
With the greatest respect, you eat a lot of food.
Who said that?
I used to.
Yeah, sure.
Remember, I'm only half the unit now.
Yeah, but still a big girl. Yeah. So there would have been like 60 Big Macs and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? No chocolate.
So go on, you puked chocolate. Up everything you'd eaten all week.
Anything I've eaten all week. So next, they said they walked me back up to the apartment. Long story short, buzzed, got in because I'd no key. So got into the block, but couldn't get into the apartment because my friend had fallen asleep and he was out for it. So I went outside, standing in the middle of the road with my phone up, trying to get coverage, to ring the owner of the bar to tell him I was locked out. So he said he'd be back down in about 5 minutes. He came back down. He couldn't find me, but he found me because he could hear me getting sick behind a big, huge kind of wheelie bin, right? So he rents out apartments and that. So he had, he said, listen, I've spare key here to an apartment. I'll bring you down. So he brought me down. I was kind of sobering up a bit, you know, kind of like, okay, I feel a bit better. So I went in anyway. I lay on the couch and I woke a few hours later. Didn't feel great, but went in, went to the toilet, came back out. Now, this apartment was going to be rented, so to mean, so electricity and all that was off. So that was fine. I went back to sleep and about 3 hours later woke up. I needed to go to the toilet again, but it wasn't a number one, it was a number two.
Oh, jeez. So, right.
Oh, no, this gets worse. So I went in and I'm sitting there kind of going to the number two. And next I was like, what the fuck? And I looked and I went, why is the toilet sitting next to me? So I basically went for number two in the bidet.
Oh, Jesus.
Right. Oh, no, it gets worse. It gets
Stop
worse.
Stop saying it gets right? worse. Hang on, let me just... So hang on. You did a shit in the bidet.
But hang on, what sort of...
If you get sick, you said you were puking for the whole night and the whole day, yeah?
Mm.
How did you have anything left in your system to come out as a shit? Like, I would.
Oh, come here. So obviously, all the bars of chocolate didn't come out, right?
Oh,
so
God.
I'm there anyway. Yeah, so I'm there anyway. So I'm looking. Thank God there's toilet paper there. So I kind of scoop it out of the bidet into the toilet.
Oh, Jesus, no.
Right? Oh, no, it gets worse, right? So next, you have to realise, as I said, that this apartment is ready to be rented out. So I go to flush. And there's no water because the water's turned off as well in the apartment.
So hang on, the poo has left the bidet now and the poo is now in
the toilet.
Yeah.
The toilet with no water.
So the toilet can't be flushed.
So the toilet can't be flushed. So I'm looking around the apartment going, what? I can't let him come in and see that I've shit in the bidet and then put that shit into the toilet. And then, oh my God, right? So I have to go out. And do you know the plastic that the toilet paper comes in? I had to put the poo into that.
Oh, like a poo bag for a dog or whatever?
Like a poo bag for a dog. And thank God there was about quarter of a bottle of water left that I could clean the bidet and the toilet with.
Makes you feel sick.
And then I had to walk up the road with a bag of shit trying to find
a bag of your own shit. Like, let's be honest, a bag of your own shit. Oh, my.
Trying to find a bin.
I have to say, that is one of the most disgusting things I've ever heard in my life. That you literally shit in a bidet.
Yeah, I shit in the BJ and then shit in the toilet that I couldn't flush and I couldn't. Oh my God, lads! I was mortified. I'm actually puce now. I can't believe I've told this.
Why would you tell people? Why would you?
Oh, now do you realise why I was like?
Yeah,
I can't
yeah,
believe
I do. It's actually disgusting. That is vile.
So, Angela, I will never ever look at you in the same light again.
And the funny thing was, I was telling friends of mine and their little kids were actually listening, and the little kid kept going, Angela, shit in the road. Angela, shit in the road. Like, I'm not Angela, shit in the road.
Before I let you go,
I
have to ask you a question, and you may be offended by this question, but it's a question I've always wanted to know the answer to. When you were a large woman, yeah?
Yeah.
Do larger people have larger poos? I've always wondered that.
Do larger people have larger poos?
As in, do fat people have fat poos? Because skinny people... My poos, because I'm a normal-sized bloke, they're just regular poos. But do fat people... I presume they have bigger poos.
Longer or fatter?
I don't know. Because a lot of it can do with the wee as well, that you could have a bigger wee.
So, like, I'm thinking, you know, people who are like... 20 stone or whatever, they don't have poos, they have cow pats. Literally.
But you know what it is as well? I think we poo more.
You must do, because you're putting...
Like, how many times...
Oh, she's gone. Hello?
No, she's gone. Our number is 085-825-2626.
How do you move on from that?
You don't. I mean, she's turned it into a shit show. See what I did
You
there?
Got that joke from somebody else.
I did. Somebody put it up on Facebook there.
Oh, yeah, that's Serena.
Yeah. Okay, let's bring in some more. Our number is 085-825-2626. Here's a WhatsApp voice note.
Right, hello. It was one time, it was about 10 years ago, maybe 15. I was only in my 20s, about 21. I was drinking in a pub, and I was up from the night before. So I was walking home, and my house was only about 15 minutes away, 10 minutes away walk. And I was walking home, and next minute I woke up in someone else's house. They told me that I invited myself in. I went to their couch, slept. I just slept on their couch. Next minute I woke up, there was piss all over their sofa. And the guards were all over me, bait me, because it was when they were trying to wake me up, I started getting aggressive or something, he said. But it was all good in the end. Nothing ever happened, but that's my story. And anyway.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
This is a special edition of Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy and our lovely music. Get it off your chest!
And so far we've had a woman picking up her own shit off the ground. And
out of the V-Day.
And a man who pissed in a stranger's...
No, he just walked in the front door and said, here, I'm staying.
Yeah, and literally
pissed on their sofa.
So can we kind of move away from bodily functions?
They're the embarrassing things when you're drunk.
Yeah, I suppose they are.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
Hey lads.
Now, John, tell us your story.
I nearly got shot dead.
You nearly got shot dead?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's not funny.
Where's the humour in this?
Well, it's the worst story one of the worst stories from when I was drunk.
Come on.
I was over in Santa Barbara with six of us. We were travelling from America to Australia, and I got separated from them on the night out. And I couldn't remember where we were staying. So I was walking around trying to figure it out. Couldn't find anywhere. Just came to an alleyway with a lot of homeless people in it. And I thought I'd go down here and sort of offer a tenner to anyone that'll bring me back to the train station. I knew the train station was beside the hostel. So I was a good bit down the alleyway, and then a car came down. And I thought, oh, heck, I'm going to get cops now. I'm going to get done for looking to buy drugs or something. But it wasn't the garage. It was... the main drug dealer, some Mexican guy.
Oh, lovely.
He pulls up alongside me and starts screaming at me in Spanish. I was saying, no comprendo, no comprendo. And he was getting more and more angry. So I'm still there, like, drunk, not putting any pass in it. Next thing, lad in a wheelchair with no legs. just rammed me out of nowhere.
Rammed me over. A man in a wheelchair with no... That's not even funny. I shouldn't be laughing at that.
Go on. But you can visualise the area he's in.
Yeah, yeah.
This basically junky alley. Yeah? Yeah. Is that a good way to describe it?
Pretty much, yeah. But so he knocks me down and goes, I'll show you where the train station is. I'll show you where the train station is. And he said something in Spanish to the lads in the car. And they were arguing for a minute. And he eventually said, come on. So he got out of the alleyway and he was like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was like, I just lost. And he goes, that guy's about to shoot you. And I said, no, he wasn't. We were just frustrated because he couldn't understand me.
Right.
And he said, did you not see him put the sawn-off shotgun on the sill of the door? He had to go and point it at you. He was going to shoot you. He thought you were in Recover Cop. So he was literally about to pull the trigger, apparently,
Jesus,
when your man in the wheelchair
Christ.
Grabbed him.
And have you ever been shot by a legless man in a wheelchair before?
It was the legless man that saved me.
There was an embarrassing part of the story then.
Yeah, the embarrassing part of the story was the next morning I woke up and you only black out because you don't know, you can't remember it about the next night before. Woke up, blacked out. The lad said, come on, we go for breakfast. We're walking to the beach and there was a group of girls from Dublin who were in the same hostel as us. And as they got closer to us, one of them said, oh my God, that's him, that's the guy. That's the guy from last night. And I just went bright red because I couldn't remember a thing. And in front of everyone on the beach goes, that's the lad that came home with a man with no legs in the wheelchair.
Oh my God. So you were that drunk that you ended up in the middle of drug addict heaven in, where did you say, Santa Barbara?
Yeah.
And nearly got shot dead. Because
he got shot and the lad with no legs and a wheelchair had to bring me home.
Oh my God.
A great story. You're very lucky as well, and thanks to the man with no legs in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
And was he drunk as well? Was he legless?
I'm sorry.
That wasn't really funny.
Yeah. Apologies to anybody listening who has no legs. No, it's just I don't want to apologize to somebody who has no legs. Do we have any listeners that have no legs?
I don't know. If you're somebody who has no legs, did you find that offensive?
Yeah, don't run off on me now. Stay with the show. Sorry.
Thanks, John.
Thanks.
No worries.
Good luck. Bye. If you want to be in with the chance of winning yourself a €50 Just Eat voucher, all you have to do is share your story. Our next story relates to America as well. Lola, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm good. So first I'm going to get to the point first. So I'm in my 30s. This was when I was in my 20s. You're giving me a great laugh today. So I was a single parent going to college and I had a Spanish student and I received a check. And a friend came to me and said, I've got a great offer. Do you want to come to Vegas? And I just received this, so it wasn't planned. We had their flights and all booked, and it was only €500 for flights, accommodation, 4 nights. So 4 of us went over.
Very nice, lovely.
One of them were in a... Yeah, so I was, so happy because I was, going to college, everything like that. So off we went. It was mayhem, okay? So 2 of them were together, and it was myself and another friend, a childhood friend. Dan is my childhood friend. And so we ended up... basically going on the piss the whole time. So I went to the doctor and told them that I was afraid of flying because I was like, right, we're only going for 4 nights, so I'll get a few Xanax. So we had a stopover. So we slept on the plane. So we were fresh as daisies when we got there. Okay, so we went, boom, straight up to the sign. That's it. We were out all the time. Then there's so much to this story. So the other two were dating at the time. Dan and I weren't. So we would go to the Bellagio. We just got really drunk and we joined in a party. There was a couple's honeymoon. Gave us loads of drinks. He was wearing a tux and I was wearing all stuff. We thought we were the business, you know what I mean? So we decided we get limos then everywhere. We got in the limo. We hopped the limo. I had one chips. I wasn't into gambling. We just threw the chips at your man and ran off. So then I was like, right, we'll go to, he was like, right, we go to a strip club. I was like, oh yeah, sure, I'll get a tattoo as well. Well, right. So we go to this strip club in Vegas and it's like a proper strip club. And we went in, and I decided to pretend, because it was like a lot of dollars at the time. So I decided to pretend that I was from the Mirror, because I was doing marketing, and I was doing a thing on the Mirror. Sorry, I shouldn't be using names. And so they let us in for free. They thought I was a journalist. I don't know how they did, but I blacked my way through and got in for free. And so that was grand. So you're in there. I was kind of bored, but I'm not really into it. Like, he liked it. Like, it became outside, and both of us were just so hammered. So we decided we'd stand on the cars outside and start taking off our clothes. So it's just down to my underwear, okay? And then next
here we
thing,
go.
And
now,
so
the, now the story's getting good. Yeah, she's in her underwear.
No, it gets better. Okay, it gets better. So we're both, and we're just taking pictures. And these aren't like, you know, the cameras, like the SD card cameras. We're both standing there, and I was pissed, and there was no toilet. So I just decided to pee on the road. And next thing, NYPD come up and stuff. They're like, do you realize it's an offense to urinate in Las Vegas? I'm like, I just built my 7-Up. Like, and so, okay, so your man, in all fairness, he let us go. So then Dan and I decided to go.
No, hang on, rewind back. You're in your just your knickers, is it?
A knickers bra, and we're standing in cars.
Okay, and you're
taking pictures of each other.
And you're pissing on the strip in Vegas.
No, this is outside the strip club.
You took a piss outside the strip
club? Before, because we hopped the taxi. We got a limo, but we ran off. We didn't even pay for the limo. We ran. And so we ran like around the place, and then we went to a strip club. And then after that, the guards let me away or whatever. They just gave me a warning. So we decided to go to the Venetian. So we went to the Venetian, and we decided to jump in the fountains there. So the security guards came up. We filmed it all, and we ran off again. And then what else did we do? So then after that, we were like, oh, I think we should go get married, and I'll get a tattoo, and I want my belly button pierced.
Hang on. How drunk were... Okay, first of all, by the way, I've stayed in the Venetian before in Vegas. A beautiful hotel. They literally have signs everywhere saying, do not jump into the fountain of the Venetian.
Oh, I was in the fountain. And so, I filmed the security guard coming up, and we had a laugh. There was a few of us in it, like, and we filmed them come up, and we ran then. So we ran back into, I think we got a Hummer then or something. And we were like, right, we're going to go and get married. We'll go to the little, like, we didn't, it was just a joke, because it's obviously not legal. I don't know. But we just we were just drunk. But we weren't falling around the face drunk. Do you know that kind of way? We were aware of what was going on. We were having fun, but we were hammered, like. And we went to the Little White Wedding Chapel, but it was closed.
No.
Because it was bright, yeah. And we had then, yeah, so it was closed. If it was open, we would have got married. And then we went around, the Hummer was bringing us around to get tattoos. I got my belly button, no, I didn't get my belly button pierced. The piercer was closed as well. But then we hired like a Mustang convertible, and we stayed awake the whole night, like, and we just kept going. And you know, it was just crazy. Then up to Nevada. Then I nearly crashed the car because I obviously shouldn't have been
driving the car.
I shouldn't have been driving. No, it was a Mustang convertible. But I was like, the next day I drove it like hours and hours later. But like, I shouldn't have been driving it. So I only drove it for like 2 minutes on a dirt trail track, and I was like, oh, I can't drive this car. And then we basically got up to Nevada. Tumbleweed coming down the roads, and we just kept going, and then it was just crazy. So then when I got home, like, we actually had, like, it was just like, it was a blast off for me because I'd had a young kid. It was a great way to get away, but like, we were bald. I was up the whole time.
So hang on, there's so much to this story. First of all, let me ask you some questions, okay? Now I'm like the Las Vegas PD here. Did you get married?
No, because the chapel's closed.
Okay.
This is like 5 o'clock in the morning. We were running all night through at the MGM, everything, and we were literally hopping with chips into limos and Hummers and not paying for them. And running off.
You sent us some photographs. Obviously, we're not going to publish the photographs, but Jesus.
No, you're not going to.
Well, oh my God, you look absolutely locked in the photographs.
I was. Because they were all the casinos, they pump you full of air, and I don't gamble, and the guys were all in there. Do you know what I mean? We made friends, so we were basically like, you're pumped full of oxygen. I was at oxygen bars all the time. You're full of oxygen, and all the drinks were free. We were up for about 4 days all together. Do you know what I mean? The other, you see, me, myself and my friend, we're friends from childhood, so there's no kind of sexual connection between us. So we were just having
We never asked, was there? What did you have to say that?
Because the other, because I said there's four of us, the other two would go home at night time, but we'd stay out.
So you didn't end up in bed with your man?
No, of course not. He's one of my best friends.
And you didn't end up married to him because the place was closed.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be legally married anyway. But it would have been a funny story.
If you get married to Vegas, it's legal, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, well, we could get it annulled. If we got married, I actually wish it was open because I would. It's a better story. And, you know, the one picture that was the taxi driver that told me up there, I probably would have married him at that stage. Do you know what I mean?
I think you were so drunk that night, you probably would have married Adrian if you had been in Vegas.
I actually think I'd marry you. I like your wit. I like your sarcasm.
Oh, Jesus.
But what I would say is that was a once in a lifetime thing. You know, it was just so wild. Then we were supposed to go home. Okay, get this. So we were supposed to go home. And we ended up going out partying because we just partied the whole time. And the taxi was to bring us to the airport. So we were still out. So we had about 10 minutes to get our stuff. But it's still in progress. We had bottles of vodka, got to the airport. The poor people on the plane when we came in, we were carrying, one of the lads was carrying a bottle of vodka. And they were really saying, I'm sure they used to party people. They just took it off us. And they were like, all right, get on the plane. One of the lads spilled orange juice all over someone's seat. And I ended up falling asleep. And the poor lady who was sleeping next to me, I woke up, I was snoring and I was drooling all over her.
someone texts in to say that story's not real. And I'm telling you.
It's real.
No, well, I'm looking at the photographs you sent us. The photographs that you've sent us is like scenes from The Hangover.
It is, literally.
But no, it gets better because my dad, I had to load them all onto my computer.
He saw everything. Oh my God.
These are mild photographs.
There's a photograph of
you. You can say what it is.
No, there's a photograph of you standing in front of the Mirage Hotel in Vegas.
She's actually in a car. She's in a limo.
I'm in the limo. That's where I'm jumping at.
You are. No, I don't use this expression very often because I don't like this expression, but it's the only one that sums up you in this limo. You are gee-eyed. She is literally.
Yeah, no problem. I agree. But you know what? It was a once in a lifetime. If you gave me a ticket to Vegas to go back, I'd say no. I've done it. I wouldn't go back. Once was enough for me.
Brilliant.
I'm in my 30s.
Brilliant story. Thanks very much indeed, Lola. She doesn't come up for air, does she?
I beg your pardon.
She doesn't come up for air.
No. I love Lola. It would remind me of your woman from what's the movie? This one time at Bandcamp.
Oh, yeah.
It was just a never-ending story. But we have all the photographs, and it just looks like a wild, wild night, doesn't it?
It does.
The Americans, by the way, I just want to warn you all, Americans do not like... It's gas. You get in more trouble in America for pissing on the street than you would for shooting someone.
Would you?
Oh, God, I got in big trouble for pissing on the street in New York before. They hate pissing on the street.
Sarah Jane.
Right, so basically, when I was about 20, I was at a friend's house party in Fox Rock. And I was looking at the time. It was probably about 6-7 in the morning, and I was leaving because I had work the next day. So I left the party thinking my friends, like, they lived in Fox Rock, so they had the big automatic opening gates, but they had the spikes on the top. So I naturally thought, I said to them walking out, open the gate for me. They said, yeah, no bother. But the music was blaring, and they clearly didn't open the gate. And they started ringing the doorbell. No one was answering. So I took a look at the gate. It's probably about, I'd say it's about 10 foot tall. And I figured I can get over that. No problem. So I got up, got one leg up, got the second leg over. And just as I was about to jump down, the top spike went through. Thankfully, I was wearing trousers, the back of my trousers, and hung myself like a Christmas ornament off the middle of this gate. And I must have hung there a good 10 minutes. And then, bright as day outside, my taxi driver pulled up and he rolled down his window. And I just looked at him and said, would you mind lifting me down? I'm hanging off it. And I don't think he couldn't stop laughing the whole way, bringing me home. And I came to find out the next day that everybody watched from the kitchen as I dangled off the skate.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
It's a special edition of Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. It is Get It Off Your Chest. And that's what the music is for.
And we want to hear your drunken, embarrassing story. Stuff you did that was embarrassing or wild while you were drunk. So send us a voice note now, 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626.
Why are you saying it like that? You sound really creepy.
Remember you were caught robbing milk when you were drunk?
Oh, I did. I'll
tell that story in a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. I've never been so embarrassed. Adrian's drunken story. I'm going to tell it because I'll tell the truth because I'll tell it in a moment. But it involved
milk.
Grafton Street.
Yeah, milk.
Milk and a taxi driver.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I didn't.
Thanks for bringing that back up.
I didn't.
Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
You two are a pair of wankers. I texted this in. I wasn't going to tell it live.
Oh.
Geez, I'm reading it. Hang on, let me do it. No, I'm not going to read it out. Let me just read it here. I didn't even read it.
Now, before you read it, Jeremy, do you want me top two or just top one?
Do I want you to what?
Do you want the top two embarrassing moments or just number one?
Well, the one about the Mrs. Trevor. Does Mrs. Trevor listen? I assume Mrs. Trevor doesn't listen to this podcast because if she did, you'd be...
a dead man years ago.
Yeah, you'd be a dead man.
She does on occasion.
And what does she think of your performances and the things you say on the show?
No comment on that one, boys. Let's just say I'd be black and blue sometimes, not in a good way.
Is there a good way to be black and blue?
Tell us the story that's going to make us cringe the most.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Right, here we go. Right, you know, right, boys, you know you go with your mates, are very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Right, well, me and my mates are very competitive, so we would start off who can do the most beers, who can do the most shots, who can meet the most birds, yeah?
Okay.
So after that, it would be, let's grab some food, and then it'd be who can do the most chips, the most burgers, kebabs, whatever. It didn't matter what it was, who can jump over the broom while the other two are holding it the highest. The most stupid shit you could imagine. We just had to compete against each other.
Right.
So one night, after a shitload of drink, a shitload of food, I texted my then girlfriend, who was now my wife, hey, what are you doing? She goes, just lying in bed. Do you want to come over? I says, yeah, okay. No, I didn't say it that clearly because I couldn't see 2 feet in front of myself. So I went over to our mother's house, knocked on the door. She came down, let me in, went upstairs, and we were talking. Then we got a little bit amorous. Then we were going for help, a letter. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Go on.
And I puked all over.
Oh, lovely.
Well, hang on, let's rewind it back there.
They're going hell for leather.
So I got that bit. What position were you doing her in?
I was on top of her.
He was so missionary.
Oh, for fuck's sake, lad, if she hears me, I'm fucking dead. It gets worse, though.
So hang on, you're on top of her, you're going hell for leather, and the next thing you puke all over her. Oh, God, yeah, go on.
So she lets out a massive scream.
As you would.
And all of a sudden, the bedroom door flies open, and of course, we haven't got the covers on us. We're both bollock naked. And her mother comes in and slips in the sick and falls straight down. And as I look at her, a second volley comes up and appears all over her mother as well.
Jesus.
The dad walked up to the bedroom door and went, that's a you problem, and walked away.
How could you walk into that house ever again?
And when you got sick over, was it all over her face and the whole lot?
Jeremy, do you ever do jello shots out of a girl's belly button?
Did I ever do what?
Shots out of a girl's belly button?
Shots out of a girl's belly button?
Funny enough, no.
No, how do you do that? You put a shot.
Really? You've never done that?
No, you put...
Jesus Christ, had you lived a shot of fucking life... So, I'll put it this way, I could have done puke shots out of her belly button. It was everywhere.
And did you finish it off? Did you finish it off?
Did I know?
Yeah, did you know? Oh, God.
No, I didn't know what to do, but because at the end of the day, she's on the bed underneath me, covered in puke. Her mother's inside the bed covered in puke, and her dad just walked away. And I just stood there and went, I just went... Oh, I feel better.
Jesus,
she actually told me I started trying to fill her up after that. And you can obviously imagine she wasn't having any of it.
Oh, I feel ill now with that story. Fair play, Trev. Thanks very much indeed for sharing it with us. And you're still married to that woman. Worries. She actually married you after that. Oh, that's the mad thing.
Oh, sorry, is that your wife you're talking about? Why would you tell a story like that about your wife?
He's the one at fault.
That's an embarrassing story.
There's
actually a second one, and I think I told you about before. Though.
What, did you wee on her or something like that?
No, I was with an ex-girlfriend that came down from a drunken night after being in the house one night and stuck my head on between her legs and it turned out to be a man. I think I told you that one.
Yeah, you did tell us that one before.
You should actually have your dick locked up in prison, shouldn't you?
Well, man, Trev, thanks very much indeed. Let me bring in a few more. And this is Sean.
Lads, there was one time I was out drinking with the boys. I had loads of garlic, say. We had about 5 pints of Guinness, 3 Jameson and whites, 3 baby Guinness, 2 brain hemorrhages. I was locked out like I was standing on the ceiling. Anyway, we got home from the pub, and one of the lads turns around and says, you and my other mate go into the bed. And I was sleeping in my man's bed because his mother was away on holidays or whatever. So we're all staying in the mate's house, me and one lad in the bed, right? Lying there. The other lad's facing me. Next of all, I just hear, bleh, bleh, bleh. Your man's getting sick in the fucking bed all over me. So, I shoot up out of the bed. This is one of these elevated kind of mattress beds. I get up, fall head first onto the floor from the bed, scramble up. Then I trip over a plastic crate on the floor, hit my head against the floor again, get up again, run into the kitchen where the other lads are having a cup of tea before bed. And I'm like, lads, he's getting sick in the bed. After that, can't remember a single thing. But from what I was told, the lads went in, got him up out of bed, cleaned the sheets, and found me with my head first in the toilet, sick all in my hair, and I couldn't even speak a lick of English.
That sounds like a night out with Trevor.
Yeah, you know when you ask me why I don't drink alcohol, that's why I don't drink alcohol. Jesus.
Gareth.
Hi, lads. Years ago, I used to walk in Kinnegad, and every Friday night, we go down to Athlone, friends of ours in college. And we're down one Friday, and I used to drive a little blue Micra. And we're out drinking that night anyway, and we went back to a house party about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And I left the house about, I think it was about 4, and I was into walk for 7. And I remember going back, and I just literally collapsed on the ground with tiredness and fell asleep on the pavement. These two people came along and seen me asleep on the pavement and picked me up and knew me car and brought me back to the house and left me at the door of the house. Up that morning then at 6, into the car, drove the whole way to Kinnegad, had to stop at a chuck wagon to get a breakfast roll. I was absolutely dying. Into Kinnegad, into the quarry, and next, I came flying around the corner and met the boss coming in front of me. He gave out to me and then fired me. So, that was a fun day.
All right, that's just about it from this special edition of Opinions Matter, the Get It Off Your Chest special.
Yes, we will bring it. We'll bring it back. You can start that again. There you go.
What am I starting again?
That has been.
No. Then I have to. You want me to edit out the fact that you can't speak?
Yes, please edit it out and stop making me seem stupid. Yes, no, thank you.
As you can tell, I haven't edited it out. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.